coming to you from the mega city metropolis of Toronto. This is the Cave of Solitude. I am your host, Eric Anthony, and you are listening to your pop culture and comic book podcast. With me today, of course, is everybody's reason for listening, the one and only, the insane mercenary,
Lady J.
There she is.
I wasn't sure.
You were ready.
I didn't know.
My intro tonight is a little bit off. It's all over the place. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for listening. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome to the show. Daff J, talk to your people.
Hi, guys.
We got listener email.
Oh.
To start off the show.
Okay.
So that's exciting, right? Whenever we get some fan interaction.
Daylight savings. Fan communicado.
Communicado.
I got some fan mail a couple of days ago.
Yeah, you did. It was nice stationery on it. So we got some mail to go through this week. We'll start it off sending a shout out to listener PVAC. Thank you for listening to the show. And he sends his email entitled Moronic Thoughts. So anybody listening, don't tune out yet because it's not that moronic. It's him listening to the show and just giving us feedback on some of our movie reviews. So he starts off by saying, wait, would you like to read the email from PVAC? Let's get a little bit of Daff J flavor.
Are you asking me while you're handing me the tablet?
Yes, I am. I'm strongly suggesting that you read
Colonizer.
Us the email.
Would you like to do the thing that I'm making you do right now? Okay, it's entitled My Moronic Thoughts. He starts off with a compliment. He goes on to say, great job on the podcast, guys. Not sure where to begin, but I'm going to spitball a few things against the wall and we'll see what sticks. Thor Ragnarok. That's an oldie but a goodie. Just saw this for the first time and
it's
the other
an
day.
Oldie.
It's an oldie. Look at it. The thing says, just saw this for the first time. When did Ragnarok come out?
November of 2017.
That's pretty,
couple months.
Okay, when you say 2017 and then we're in 2018, it's almost a year.
It's not a year.
Yeah, but it's almost like when you say 20... Okay, if you were to say, hey, when did you go to Spain? You're like, oh, 2017. You're like, oh, last year. Someone would reason.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
He's a year behind.
Okay, I'm just going to read this through. I'm not going to... Okay. Thor Ragnarok. Just saw this for the first time the other day. And to be honest, I was bored. With that sad emoji face.
Mm-hmm.
Strangely enough, I love the trailers, but found it difficult to keep engaged. Almost, but not quite, had the feeling that I couldn't wait for it to end. I theorized that maybe because I didn't see the flick when it was all the rage, that it tempered my enthusiasm. My buds say I'm mental. Am I mental? Am I alone in this option? With the alien... Like the Home Alone alien emoji face. He moves on to say, Wonder Woman. Seen it 7 times already. After viewing number 2, I realized that I was a closeted fan who has kicked the door open into smithereens. Yeah, baby. It's not a film that does anything great, but does a lot of things very well. I, for one, was... this movie's harshest critic before being released, but after viewing number 1, I was hard-pressed to find anything I really disliked or hated, especially after BVS. Yeah, I hear you. If one pays attention to the script, I found that a lot of questions are answered in the film. Of course, all of this is just opinion-based. Similar to a lot of people, I had my own ideas of a Wonder Woman movie, but it's a bit strange in that it would never happen. Because making it happen would make it and have an indie feel to it. Am I having a stroke or is it... did I read that correctly?
Let me see.
But it's
a bit strange in that it would never happen. Because making it happen would make it have an indie feel to it. So I guess what he's saying, his idea of what a Wonder Woman movie could be... in explaining it would sound weird because it would be like an indie film.
Copy that. Hopes hope the sequel is just as good or better, just so Warner can see how things are done already. BVS. Oh, no. Oh, this one's directly... This is a direct to you. Eric, you already know how I feel about this. Not a fan of Ben, because I can't stand his poo-poo snooty-looking dumb chin. Can't stand his rapist brother.
What? Strong words.
Can't stand his doofus father, who blames Hollywood for ruining his sons. Really? Followed by a couple of exclamation marks and question marks. Move out of that mansion they bought you then. What a tool. Tell us how you really feel. Can't wait till it's on TV again so I can throw something at the screen. Lots of beef with this, but my biggest one is that really boy, am I having a stroke again? Lots of beef with this, but one of my biggest is that really boils my blood is that strangely my buds didn't catch. I think you need to finish reading this email. You need to do it.
Okay. Can't wait till it's on TV again so I can throw something on the screen. Lots of beef with this, but my biggest one is that it really blows my blood, and that strangely my buds didn't catch. Do I need new friends? Is the following. Batman has super tech, almost as if he got his hands on Kryptonian hardware. Angry face. Batman has superpowers. I don't know if he has superpowers, but I understand the tech issues you got. He just wants to take his blood pressure meds because now he is...
No, no, we need to read the email as is. Just got pissed off by writing this. I can prove the above two statements, but I gotta go take my blood pressure meds. Catch you later. PVAC. And, there we go.
There you go. Thanks, PVAC, for the detailed email, the movie reviews.
I think the emotional email.
Yeah, the emoji-filled email. I love it. I'm a fan of the emojis. Do you have any retorts or any agreements with... I think you pretty much agree with everything he felt about those movies.
I think I do. Ragnarok, for me, was a little silly, too silly. I don't know if it was trying to reach a much younger audience.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this before. I don't know if on the podcast or just between you and I, where our movie-going experience for this particular movie was crap all.
Yeah.
And Wonder Woman was amazing. I was proud to be a woman. And BVS,
check the archives. You know how we feel about that one.
Yeah. I'd burn it if I knew it was in my house. That's how I feel about it.
You know that you own BVS. We own it.
That's why I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it in my house. That's why I'm saying if I were to see it, I would burn it.
Would you watch Thor Ragnarok in your house again?
You know what? I'd probably give it a chance only because you did make the reference to our initial Dark Knight
experience.
First viewing was a little bit spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I saw it a second time, it was lovely.
Yeah, it was the best.
Yeah. So, again, I still stand by the fact that I thought it was a little too childish for me, but I think the audience kind of tainted my experience.
Yeah.
So, I'd give it a chance again.
Cool.
Yeah.
We own it.
So, were you testing out the waters before you decided to share that little tidbit?
Would you want to watch Justice League again?
No.
Oh, we own that one, too.
No. I'm not watching that one.
It's actually, there's so much Wonder Woman in it, it's good.
No.
I like it.
It's terrible. No.
I don't love it.
No, it's a terrible movie.
Okay.
It's a terrible movie. I'm getting mad. I'm actually getting upset.
Okay. Speaking about movies and trailers and things like that, things to look forward to, the new Avengers trailer, we just finished watching it. What were your thoughts on it? Does it amp up your anticipation for it?
Does it amp up my... Well, okay. The anticipation has been 10 years going.
Yes.
So it's about time.
Yes.
It's about time I get more than a wrinkly chin.
Thanos. Thanos.
Yeah.
How do you say it? Thanos? Thanos?
I say Thanos. No, I say Thanos. Thanos. No, what do I say? Da 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 Thanos. Yeah, I say Thanos.
What does da 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 mean?
A sentence. You know how you say, you know how you have to actually verbalize a sentence to actually see how, do you say schedule or schedule? And by the way, anyone who says schedule, don't do that anymore. But you know how you have to say the full sentence to catch yourself in the natural state of saying something?
Right.
So I said it.
Right.
And Thanos is what I say.
You just switched it because you just went da 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 Thanos.
Did I?
Yeah. And now
I don't even know.
You don't even know what you're doing. So you're excited to see Thanos. Thanos. You're messing me up.
Thanos. How did she say it in the movie?
I think it's Thanos. It's Thanos.
It's Thanos?
Thanos.
Did you know it's Gal Gadot?
Yes, I told you that.
No, you didn't.
I did.
She did.
But I'm the one who shared it with you.
I'm the one that saw it on Jimmy Fallon. Where she actually said, because he asked her, he's like, how do you say it? She said, Gal Gadot.
Okay.
It's not Godot.
Okay.
Although I like Godot.
Me too.
Maybe I should be a Godot.
You are a Godot.
It sounds like a fish. like a special...
special species?
Species. One of the rare ones.
You're definitely one of the rare ones, Staff J. Yes, you're definitely one of the rare ones.
A rare viewing of the Godot in the Atlantic. The Godot is, how do they do it? There's a voice that they do in documentaries. The Godot spends its lifetime. Can we move on? What are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what you're... Yeah, it's good, though. I like it. I wasn't expecting it. It was good. Avengers Infinity War. I'm excited. Trailer. Yeah. I'm excited for it. It's pretty cool to see as many characters as there are all coming together, having watched Guardians and...
You don't find that it's oversaturated?
I'm worried about that, to see... I just don't want people to be there for the sake of being there, but from the trailer, it looks like everybody's got a role, which will be interesting to see how they work it.
Okay, so first of all, I have a problem with so many people being in it, but I think I know what my problem is.
What's that?
If you're going to have so many people, how much screen time are you actually going to have? Like, I want to see Black Panther his thing, but it's not just going to be him. He's going to have an army.
Yeah.
And next to him is going to be the guy he's been housing this whole time.
Yeah.
Bucky's going to make an appearance, right? Now, I am Matt. Bucky.
Oh, Bucky. I thought you said Rocky or Rocket. I wasn't.
No, okay, I said Bucky.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking... The Guardians themselves have expanded since the last time we saw them. They have the little Ant-Man, Ant-Woman thing. What do they call her? The one with the antennas.
Yes. I forgot now. Mantis.
Yes. They have Mantis, so they've kind of grown a little bit.
Yep.
Was Groot still in the teenager phase?
I think so.
I don't know if I'm happy about that. I don't like Baby Groot. I still feel ways about Baby Groot. And I don't want a disgruntled teenage Groot.
Maybe we get some teenage spirit Groot. No?
Anyway. I hate that they're catering it to children. Can I just say that? Is that allowed?
Of course it's allowed, but it is comic books and superheroes.
Comic books wasn't made for little kids.
Yes, it was.
No, comic books that had a political statement. Comic books had some kind of weight behind things that mattered, and that was another way to reach the masses by.
But I think the medium of it is.
Okay, obviously I'm being ridiculous. Of course it's for kids, but I'm saying that if they make it majorly for kids, then they're gonna be in the theater right there.
That's the problem. You don't want them in the theater with you. That's what it all comes down to. So let's go watch it in VIP. Simple.
Fine, yeah, I will.
There you go.
That's
right?
An easy solution. Yeah.
Dorcas. Okay.
Anyway, yeah, you don't feel it's oversaturated?
I can't help but think that it is, but I'm also excited that it is.
Who's the superhero? Who is the superhero in this movie?
It's the Avengers.
But who's the guy?
the whole team is the hero.
The Justice League, I'm not talking about the movie, but the Justice League is a slew of people, but really it's the big three, right? They command everything. So who is the leader here? Because in, I imagine, okay, that in the galaxy of the Guardians of the Galaxy, it's Pete, who's kind of the leader, okay, of that group. Then of Avengers, it's Captain America, who went on a hiatus.
Cap, Tony, and Thor are the big three of the
Avengers. But really, though, were they ever really portrayed as the three?
Yes.
In these series of movies?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe the front runners, but not necessarily.
Cap is the leader.
There you go. My point exactly.
And Tony.
Tony just wants to be a prick all the time. That's his mission.
Yeah, but Cap and Tony, they're even in like Civil War, they had two factions of the Avengers, right? They're the leaders.
But when you think the Avengers, who's really the leader is what I'm saying.
I think of Captain America.
Okay. My point exactly. And now Wakanda has their own king.
They have their own king. They've always had their own king.
Yeah, but that's a leader,
yeah.
Right? Even though you want to associate him to the Avengers, he's really his own person. And hasn't he even said in the comic book saying, look, man, this isn't a superhero suit. This is Wakandan garb. This is, I am not the Black Panther because that's my superhero name. That is what I am.
Yes, I'm a tribal chieftain type of, Okay.
And then who else is there? And then you got the bad guy. There's Loki, who made an appearance. Like, what I'm saying is, who's the main...
What's the main story arc?
Thank you.
I think it's gonna be...
They call it the Avengers, but...
It's the Avengers, yeah.
But really, though...
It's not one
Civil War
movie.
Was really a Captain America movie.
But most people call it Avengers 3. Right? Because it felt more like an Avengers movie than it did a Captain America movie.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I think it's an ensemble cast. It's an ensemble story, and it'll be interesting to see how...
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, as an Avengers movie, it should feel that way. There's Kobe making her appearance on the show.
Kobe!
Doing her best security neighborhood watch.
Come have some bodacious! Kobe, come here! Okay.
So, you want an ensemble cast. I don't want an Avengers movie that doesn't have everybody that could be in it. But my worry is, like you said, screen time. Do you think this will be let me collect my thoughts. Do you think that at the end of this movie, it'll be an opportunity to reset maybe the timeline of the Marvel Universe, seeing as how they have properties that they've
I hope they don't.
No.
Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if that's why they're doing it, because isn't this what they normally do? They cluster everyone together just so that they can start from scratch again or start a new
reality?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope not. Because first of all, that's not original. Mm-hmm. We've been there, done that multiple times in Marvel and DC. Mm-hmm. And yeah. That's my answer to that.
So you just hope they don't do it. They just let it be.
Well, tell the story however you can tell it, but then just let things happen naturally.
What if everything happens, let's say, right? But something in the timeline got altered so that they can include the X-Men existing in their universe or include the Fantastic Four existing, because they couldn't tell those stories in the Marvel Cinematic Universe before because they were owned by different properties. But now that they are back with Disney and maybe they can sneak them in, what if something happened where the timeline shifts because of the Infinity War and for everybody to maybe... let's say everybody dies, because in the Infinity Gauntlet comic book, everybody dies. But then they're able to reverse it because of the Infinity Gauntlet as well. Like, just take it back. So let's say they did something like that. I know this is very hypothetical. But if they said, you know what, do you remember back, everything you saw in Captain America, this, that, and the other happened, but something that's been added to this thing through the back door is that there was a team, original team of the Fantastic Four. And they show the Fantastic Four properly. And you can get, like, this Fantastic Four in the 1960s stories. Or in the modern day, whatever it might be. And then they're able to also include X-Men. And you can have an X-Men Avengers crossover, perhaps. Would you want that, something like that, to be fixed or inserted? Or do you want to just say it's just too convoluted at that point? Just leave it.
Okay, first of all, I don't know what convoluted means. But if you're trying to say if it just complicates things...
Yeah. Just leave it be.
Just leave it be.
Yeah, it's good the way it is. Fair enough. You're happy.
I'd prefer for them to... Why does it necessarily have to be that this extraordinary team has always existed? Why can't it be that they're just about to happen, or...
I guess because, I mean, you're right, it could be, that could be done in a very clever way. I think just because the Marvel Universe is birthed out of the Fantastic Four. Like, all of, like,
the main... Yeah, but they've been there, done that so many times, and...
Poorly.
And too close together.
Yes.
Like, new Fantastic Four wasn't introduced, too much long after the first debacle.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It was kind of like the Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's too much, too fast.
Yeah.
And
it's I didn't even get a chance to forget. Already trying to start from scratch, but because you're trying to fix your first mistake, you're rushing through this one. Yeah. And so it flops again.
Yeah.
So just let them rest for a while. Let them be.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
It would be great to see these characters. Because I guess the Marvel Cinematic Universe has done it. I should just say MCU. Because the MCU has done it in a way where it's like, man, that's so cool that in Thor Ragnarok, Doctor Strange was able to make a appearance that was useful. The way you can in a comic book, or when you watch Guardians of the Galaxy and you can see the Nova Corps, all these things, like, that's so cool that all of these little offshoots of continuity can be thrown in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think about it, like, man, the first family of Marvel Universe is nowhere to be seen in where they should be, because they matter. They're very important to the fabric of Marvel. And it would be neat to see them in that role, you know?
Do you say that as a comic book fan?
I say
that... Because is there really a problem that it wasn't them that started the whole Avengers?
Da-da? No, not so much that it wasn't them that but it's kind of a great stepping stone of... I mean, they've done things so well with the things that they couldn't do with, like, because if the MCU was started with Disney and they owned everything originally, I imagine that we'd have very different characters being... I don't think Iron Man would have been the first movie they went with.
Mm.
I think they would have went with perhaps the X-Men or Spider-Man the way they came out originally. But to know that we could get a Fantastic Four movie that is done by the studio that is the official, you know, Marvel studio, is the way it should have always been. So I'm kind of wondering if the Infinity Gauntlet is a way for them to insert the X-Men mythology or properties or the Fantastic Four properties. Because Doctor Doom is the best villain
in Marvel. Just because, let's say, they don't do it this time around doesn't mean they won't do it after.
No, they may do it after. I'm saying because of the context of what the Infinity War could do, because it alters reality, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if this might happen. Like, and how we... And, you know, would that be cool? Or would you be like, that's just too... it's overload. That could kill the whole thing.
I don't know if it could kill it, but I'm already overload with... everyone that's in the movie right now. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure how much more they want to add to this.
Yeah. It's I know we're on this topic for a while now, but when you watch this trailer, it's quite impressive to see how much world building they've done and how they've made all of these characters have an important role. Like, it doesn't seem that anybody's a throwaway. And that's why when you watch it, you're like, well, how are they going to... how? Yeah, the Guardians are here. This is a perfect story. For, this is like a Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Yeah, but what about... See? I think he's a throwaway. They threw him away a little bit.
Who's that?
Was it Black Hawk? Is that his name?
Quicksilver?
Jeremy Reynolds.
Oh, character. Hawkeye. Hawkeye. Yeah. Right, right.
Why do they call him Black Hawk? Who's that?
Hawkeye. You just... Black Hawk is a...
A bird?
Team. No, it's a hockey team, right?
But isn't it a bird?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a native tribe.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't feel like they really did anything to expand his character. What happened to Ant-Man? They didn't really have... I mean, he had his own movie and he showed up in the Avengers.
He's got another movie coming out this summer.
Does he really?
Yeah, there's a sequel, Ant-Man and
Wasp. I didn't like
Wasp.
His movie anyway.
So yeah, really I wasn't crazy about that one myself. But yeah, I mean, everybody's included and they figured out ways
What about the, what's her name? Black Widow.
Yeah, she's in it.
I know she's in it, she, again, is kind of an integral character who's, I think, a little bit of a throwaway. What else have they done with her except colored her hair? Why is she blonde? Isn't she supposed to be a redhead?
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
Anyway, did we like the trailer? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes.
Do you know what it is? Just go ahead.
No, tell me.
No, go ahead.
I'm done.
No, really, really, you want to go ahead. You don't want me to speak. Go. Just go.
That was it. I'm done. Tell me what you're going to say. I want to know now.
No, nothing.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think everybody listening wants to know. Daphne, you got to say what you're going to say. They have to know now. Just say it. Just say it.
No, because now, see, my mood is changing.
No, tell me. You got to say it. You have
to. Can we just finish our thought? Did you like the trailer?
I did, but yeah, I did. It's exciting.
So you want to see it?
Of course I'm going to see it. I have to see it. I'm a sucker for this stuff. Would I buy it? Yes.
Okay. What's wrong, Kobe? Come here. Stop yelling at the neighbors. You're going to complain. Okay, next question.
I have no more questions. Do you have any questions?
Nope.
None. Are you ready for random thoughts?
Is that what we're doing?
I got a whole slew of questions coming our way from Martin Slam Dunk, and I'm going to say 27 minutes and 50 seconds in, this episode is sponsored by Martin Slam Dunk. And Shane Heron.
That's funny.
Because they sent me a bunch of things to ask you. Comic-Con was this weekend.
It was. Yes. How was it?
It was good.
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
Listen, I have to tell you something.
Tell me.
I know I'm biased. Okay. No. No. Yeah. I know I will be biased.
Okay.
I don't mean to be.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm alone in this. Okay. When I say, I think you're good at this interviewing stuff.
Oh, thank you.
I really mean that. I think you're good at it. You got a knack.
A knack.
You got a knack for it.
Yeah, you think?
I do. I think you ask very intriguing questions that lead to natural, interesting conversation. And I found myself...
Mm-hmm.
When I was listening to the podcast, mm-hmm. I was smiling. I was actually thoroughly enjoying the information that was being shared with me as a listener.
Oh, good.
Not so much as a fan. not because I'm not a fan of you, but I thought, I'm like, you know what? I don't know these people, but I felt like I really got to know them based on what you were able to discuss with them. And I really enjoyed it. I think you did a really good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you.
I thought you
did know who my hardest interview is?
Shane Heron?
No. Daff J. Because Daff J, being my spouse, has no problem saying, shut that thing off. I'm talking to you. You're my toughest interview. So when I can crack you and have a good interview with you, then I know I'm going to be at the top of my game. I got good practice.
I got a couple of questions for you.
You got questions for me?
Yeah.
I'm not ready for this.
Off the top of the dome. Because
off the top?
I don't know where any of my information went.
Okay.
That's why I hate technology. So, a couple of things. So, you met with a Spider-Man...
Yeah.
Artist?
Writer.
That's what I was going to say. That's why I was doing this.
Yeah.
I was gesturing the...
Gesturing writing.
Yeah, but I said the wrong word. I liked hearing him speak.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. He just sounded like a happy person. I can hear him smiling through his talking to you.
Yeah.
Which tells me either A... He's just a nice guy.
He was, yeah. He was a nice guy. I was nervous at first because I've heard his name. Like, I know what he's kind of worked on, but you never really see these people. Comic books sometimes can be a very...
He was the legend.
Yeah, he was the legend that the show... There was two Howards. There was Howard Chaykin and Howard Mackey, and they were both considered, like, the legends of the show.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple of others as well. But comic books, the artists and the writers, it's kind of like one of those things where everything's kind of like the Wizard of Oz, I guess. Sometimes there's a veil where you don't know what they look like. You don't really know what they're like. Are they talkative? Are they grumpy old men at this point? Are they, you know, do they think highly of themselves? You never really know what to expect if mm-hmm. you've just heard their name and never met them. So he was one of the ones that I had never really had any... basis to be like, I wonder what he's like. So when I went to one of the panels that he was in, he was, you know, bubbly and excited and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna try getting a conversation with him because he seems like a guy who'd be up for it.
Yeah, you know what, he was a delightful person to listen to. I really enjoyed listening to him, and he just seemed like he just appreciated the raw art of his work
mm-hmm.
and his. What am I trying to say? His just what he does for a living. He genuinely enjoys it.
Yeah,
and he wants to see other people enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool to see guys like him who were in the business during the time when I was a kid reading comic books, and they have a lot of stories of a different era that we kind of romanticize now because. It's part of that legendary class, mm-hmm. you know, so you're like, man, you were in the room when they were talking about writing those stories, and when this artist and this artist collaborated, like, you were running into these guys, or they were at your wedding, like,
yeah,
it's cool to kind of pick their brain a little bit, and then even, he wrote, like I said in the interview, he wrote Spider-Man during, like, a kind of a tumultuous time of business, because Marvel was about to be bankrupt at the time. Or they did file for bankruptcy, I should say. So a lot of the things he wrote gets a little bit more harshly criticized because it was very much the editorial saying, oh, you have to do this. We need you to do this. And the story has to include this character.
Mm.
And he had no choice but to do what they were telling him to do and work within the confines of that. So it's kind of... I didn't know where to take the conversation... In that regard?
It was very fluid.
That's good.
All the interviews that you had were... I know we're talking about him specifically.
Yeah.
But all of the interviews... Mike Ruth sounds adorable.
Yeah.
Okay? He seems like this nice guy.
He is.
Who just wants to make life easier for everybody else.
Yeah.
To his own detriment.
Yeah.
But he just seems like a nice guy. And then even when you hear the little boy say, thank you. And he's just like, he's just happy to make people happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How did it feel though to kind of interview someone, mm-hmm. Going back to the Mackie,
mm-hmm.
to interview someone who refers to Stan Lee by his first name and Jerry Conway as, oh, Jerry. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're just, that's a first name basis. You're like one degree of separation to the greats, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
That's always really cool because I think what it does for me is it just kind of, it builds a little bit of confidence
mm-hmm.
in that, like, don't be scared to talk. They're just people. And if you do a little bit of homework and show a little bit of respect and don't...
Appreciation.
And listen, you know, that's something that I've learned... is important because sometimes I even get lost in when I have an interview with somebody
mm-hmm.
that I'm worried about what I'm going to talk about next. Or if I ask a question, for instance, and they just say, yeah, so yeah, that was it. And you're just like, oh, you got nothing else to say. And you got to kind of show that you're still interested.
Yeah. I think there really is an art form to doing things like that. Like being in I guess, journalism or social media kind of stuff. Like,
that's figuring it out. I'm figuring it out.
Yeah, but I think you have, I think it naturally comes to you. I think it's your calling.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
And, who was it? The Adam Gorham? I like him too. He sounded like a sweetheart.
A lot of these interviews that I get and that I've been recommended have been coming from Shane, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So he always gives me, good recommendations of people to chit chat with who are good people, which is part, which makes it easier. Because it's nice to know that you've got somebody vouching for, like, that's a great person to talk to. They're really nice.
And they seemed very... See, what I liked about the Mike Ruth, he just seemed very open and candid.
Yeah, he's one of the best guys. He should have a podcast.
Which is why it was such a... I felt it was a very good interview. Like, he was just letting it all out and, like, saying... If anyone have, if no one's heard the episode... it's episode number...
Oh, I don't remember off the top of my head. It's There's the a bunch. Comic-Con. Oh, 108. Episode 108. Yeah.
So, the Mike Ruth...
I thought you were referring to Mike Ruth episodes.
No. Oh. I was talking about yours right okay. now. If you guys don't know what I'm referring to, listen to the interviews. But even for the fact that he was, like, you know, talking about being a superintendent and trying to make his work, his...
Yeah,
his career, but things keep coming up on his.
There's a transparency to everything.
Yeah, it was very honest and open, and but at the same time, as I guess as frustrated as he is with certain things, I didn't hear like any type of resentment or anger in him. He was kind of like, "This is what it is, but I'm gonna do my best because that's all I can do." It was just really nice. It was very refreshing. Mm-hmm. All of the interviews that you had were very refreshing and.
That's good.
I was thinking of the Adam Gorham, and he's like, when he stopped bringing toys to school at 13 because it wasn't cool anymore. And I'm like, you know what? Look at you. Look who's laughing now.
Yeah.
Adam Gorham.
Yeah.
You sweetheart, you.
You sweetheart. Yeah, no, it was really nice to be able to talk to all of those guys. They're all really great interviews, great guys.
And the Adam Gorham actually now makes me want to watch this film Out of Sight. Now I want to watch it because I'm like, what is this that I haven't seen this. I don't know anything about it. I think I've seen the poster of it. I think like Jennifer Lopez is kind of like this.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like kind of like that. Yeah. But I'm like, what? Jennifer Lopez and George Clooney. But then when he described it as a film, not a movie, but a film, I was like, I need to see this now. Yeah. I'm like... So I just felt as a listener coming away from each of those interviews.
You got something.
Yeah. And I had a great respect for the Adam Gorham when he said that what left a lasting impression was when he read The Batman. I'm like, you know what? I have respect
for him. No, that's it. That's it.
He had me at Batman just right there. So, yeah, I thought you did a really good job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Personally congratulate you.
Honestly, I wasn't expecting... to get a praiseworthy review on the show from you.
Well, there you go.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I think if you keep doing this,
I could quit my day job?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yes.
That'd be the best.
I think you could. Once we get some sponsorships. Yeah. Then. No, but I think you have that natural thing. Like, you can carry a conversation with a goat. And it would be, like, it would be so good.
Martin did a good job, too. He had an episode of interviews with some... Yeah. He did one with Adam as well. Mm-hmm. And he asked him some questions that I didn't get to ask him. And then he did a couple people I didn't speak to. And he did a really good job.
But that's why I like your coordination with the Slam Dunkin', right? Because what you don't do, he kind of does the other half. And
we're a team.
Yeah.
You know, we got two separate shows.
Congratulations to the both of you guys.
Thank you.
It's great that you guys can kind of... You do this thing, but you're having fun and enjoying your time.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? It's not like...
Yeah.
It's not just... Emotioning.
Yeah.
I'm doing something.
It's not just doing it. We're having a good time and we're making connections
and
with
people. It sounds like you guys are having a blast.
Yeah, we are.
And that makes me happy.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Good for you guys.
Thank you. And I'm sure that if they're listening, they appreciate it too. Martin and all the guys that are, you know, that I got to interview, if they're listening. I want you to meet Ricky Lima, the Portuguese prince, and see you guys fight over chips.
He doesn't like the Lays. He's kind of like, meh. By the way... Is the Ricky Lima at all interested in getting his product out there? I was listening to it, and I'm like, how does he not know where things are, or how to find them, or where to go?
He's so funny.
Is he, like, what's happening here?
I don't know. Shane Heron, who was obviously a frequent guest on the show and friend of the show, released Morris, which was issue zero.
Congratulations!
It was really cool to see that. And he sold out of them.
Hey, really?
Yeah, the first printings he sold out of them, which
Why wouldn't he? Why am I surprised? Of course he would. 100%.
And I got to get the privilege. I'll say that I'm privileged to have been able to buy some original art from issue zero. Mm-hmm. I love the page.
It's a beautiful piece.
You know what?
I'm not just saying that to just say it.
No,
it makes me feel serene.
Yeah, it makes me feel calm.
I need a lot of that when I come home from work. Or before I leave my house. Right?
It's true.
It's really nice. Did you post it?
I didn't post it yet. I want to put it in a frame and show where I'm going to keep it.
Yeah. It's great.
I'm happy that I have a piece of that because I feel like, I don't know why, I do have this really, I got a feeling like it's going to make waves for some reason. I feel like it'll be a great book.
And it would be well deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So I'm happy I got a little piece of that history.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that was cool to see Martin, you know, got to open the package and take the first one out. And, like, he's got the first unboxing, I guess you could say, of it, which is cool. Mm-hmm. I got to meet a couple of other people. Or I've met them before, but I also got to bring home some of their books of, like, creator-owned stuff. I didn't do as much of, like, just the, let me buy Spider-Man and all my, you know, Marvel DC books. I actually got a taste of a few different things. I met an artist that I've heard a lot about, Sean Daly, and I just finished his book that he did called Samurai Grandpa. I really, really enjoyed it. I like his art style.
That's an interesting title.
It was really, you know, it's an interesting title, but it's a really fun book, but also has a lot of heart, and the illustration in it has great emotion and movement, and like you just feel engaged in the story. So it was cool connecting with some new people that I had kind of heard of or met either once before, and you know, kind of establish a little bit of I guess networking and making, you know, new friends that are possibly going to be on the show.
That's great.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It sounded busy. Like, it sounded like there was a buzz in there.
The difference with it this time around that I found was they kind of made it smaller, the con floor, so it made things seem like it was busier than it was. I could be wrong, but they kind of rearranged it a little bit. I gotta say, this is something I was gonna say and I almost forgot to say. You know what my favorite conversation was of the weekend? Wasn't an interview. I actually went to Mike Ruth's table, and I was going there to, I think, just say goodbye, or I was going to ask him something. I don't remember now, but when I went to his table, he wasn't there. His wife was there. And I got to talk to his wife for like 25, 30 minutes before he came back.
Really? Why wasn't she on the show?
I wasn't even thinking of recording. So it was like, I got to talking to her and I was like, I enjoyed it. Being able, and she remembered me. Everyone makes fun of me because people don't remember me. I was like, man, guys don't remember me for some reason. But she actually remembered me, so that was kind of cool. And we had a really good conversation just about all kinds of stuff.
That's cool. So she helps him out with a lot of that stuff, right?
Yeah, she's an artist herself, too. Yeah. She did, on the Fastball Special t-shirt, she did the lettering for it.
No.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people wearing Fastball Special t-shirts. Shout out. We gotta follow Martin's.
That Martin is a
marketing genius. Yeah. He's got the bright... We gotta do, like, bright pink or, like, something. Because I spot people from a mile away. I'm like, look at that yellow t-shirt. Who wears a yellow t-shirt like that other than... Wait a second. When I turn around, you see big Fastball Special. I'm like, right on.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
It was a good time. Yeah, there's things. I'm not going to say anything yet. I'm looking forward to a couple of people I connected with and try to get them on the show. I don't want to say anything yet cause in case it doesn't come through.
You got to be positive.
No.
You got to have confidence.
I'm very positive.
I know what you mean, but what I'm saying is, like, you and the Ruth can sip from the same cup. You need a little confidence. Do. You need to believe in your confidence. And you need to know that you're going to do it no matter what.
Yeah.
And Yeah, that's a good attitude to have.
Thank you for the boost.
Especially in this industry, you know what I mean?
In this industry, I'm not in any industry other than the one of hearing myself talk.
Believe in yourself.
I believe.
This is something that's happening. It's been happening. It's this true. Is what, our third year doing this?
Yeah, yeah.
And look, from a little tiny podcast that, you know, happened in the dining room with echoes and, you know...
Just talking.
Just random chit chat about things that I didn't even know about. You had a little bit more knowledge.
Yeah.
And then now look, you're interviewing people that killed Gwen Stacy and you're interviewing people that are like starting up stuff and they're going to be big time in their own right in the very near future.
Yeah.
You should be so very too. Proud of you, the Slam Duncan, the Shane Heron, the Mr. Mike Ruth. Yeah, all of you guys have something to be proud of. I'm so I don't know everyone personally the way you do, but in hearing these interviews, I felt like I knew these guys. And I think it's a testament on how
you do know some of them.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do, but not as much as you do, right? Yeah. but I'm saying in the way things were done, mm-hmm. I think there's a real rapport between you and the people that you speak to, and that comes through.
That's good. I'm happy that you.
And it makes it fun. It makes it fun.
That's important. Yeah. I want people to have fun.
Yeah.
My dream for whatever the podcast may turn into, I just want to have something that artists who are sitting at their drawing table can listen to. And it's something that helps them just get through their thing of
their working. Process.
Yeah, I want to be a part of that culture of being like hearing people talk about comics or whatever, just something they can talk back to their radio or their iPod and
I think feel you're engaged. Very well on your way.
Thank you.
You're
that
welcome.
That makes me that is a good positive boost, Daf J. Having said that, now that we're talking on this subject, next week there is a sketch battle being held at Gotham Central that we are invited to.
What?
Yeah, Shane Heron will be there. The Mike Ruth will be there. There's a slew of artists that are going to be there. It's going to be epic next Saturday.
A sketch battle. Okay, I feel like I know what this is, but for the listeners, can we explain what this is? And maybe people will want to
So go. At Gotham Central, March 31st, it's going to be a sketch battle with many very, very talented local artists. And there's a surprise artist that no one knows who's going to be. So what it is, it's like a battle of...
Last time, wasn't the surprise art, or was it already announced that... I know his name. He created Aquaman, or did the Aquaman thing.
Geoff Johns?
Yeah, he was there, wasn't he?
He was... That was not a sketch battle. That was just like a signing, like a special event signing.
Oh, okay.
So if we remember...
But that did happen. We're a special...
Mm-hmm.
Big time guy mm-hmm. who's gonna be there.
The Gotham Central gets some pretty good guests, but this time they're doing it for charity, and they're gonna have it's gonna be like a tournament where everybody puts up sketches and art, and then the people decide, okay, this guy beat that guy, this guy beat that guy.
And so it's like a tournament.
Yeah, okay. And then you meet in the end and see who wins the sketches. Way. Yeah.
So who are they sketching? Do they find out when they're there?
Yeah.
So they sketch there.
Yeah, yeah.
They sketch in real time, like when they have half an hour, 10 minutes to do something.
Yeah.
Which is it?
There's a time limit, yeah, of them doing a sketch of something specific. So it's like when you go to the sketch duel at the con.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of... Martin says he's going to set up a table for podcasting. And just have people come through. Yeah, Martin has all these...
Thirsty.
Yeah.
He's not thirsty. The best dining experience. He's hungry, not thirsty.
That's a whole different phrase.
What is it? I don't know what's happening. These kids, I hear them say it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm falling out of that.
He's got the hunger. He's got the eye of the tiger.
Yeah. Okay. That's what. wrong. Right analogy. Wrong. Okay.
That's going to be funny. Okay.
Hi, Toby.
Moving along, thank you for all of the positive reinforcement, Daf J. I got to get to these questions sent by Martin Slam Duncan.
Are these real questions?
They're real questions. They're great questions. I've been dying to talk about this all week with you.
Don't hype it up, because what if I don't have great answers?
Okay. Are you ready? The music's playing. You hear the music? The music's playing. Yep. Hear it, get into it, feel the vibe. Uh-huh. You ready?
I'm nervous. Don't be nervous. What is this?
Although they're great. So.
Again, why are we doing this again? I feel like we're going to bore the people.
This is the best part of the show. All right. So, some of the questions I have coming your way. Would Daff rather be alone for the rest of her life or always be surrounded by annoying people?
If I'm alone for the rest of my life, can I have a book or something?
I'm not sure.
Alone for the rest of my life.
That's it. You just can't deal with the annoying people. I thought you would say that.
If I'm going to be around annoying people, like, because I'm thinking about this. Let's say I don't want to be lonely. Mm-hmm. So I'll tolerate annoying people. But as soon as I'm with the annoying people, I'm going to want to shoot myself and be alone. So I might as well just skip to the end. And Netflix and chill. If I could do that for the rest of my life by myself, I think I'd be happy.
Okay. So
that's a heavy question.
It's a heavy question. I know. It's a heavy way to start.
Yes.
So at the show,
I take back. Your interviewing skills suck. What was that?
I'm just going in order. So at the show, I was told to tell you this story. Shane said some nerdy guy shook his hand with his sweaty hand, and then said, "Oh, I probably shouldn't be shaking your hand. I'm pretty sick." So
unbelievable. He actually said that?
That's what the guy said. So Shane wants to know where this whole thing of not wanting to shake hands comes from. Are you a germaphobe? Do you hold the poll on the TTC? Because that's worse than shaking hands. What do you do with elevator buttons?
I'll tell you what I do with elevator buttons. Let me tell you what I do with the polls. First of all, depending on season, most of the time I'm wearing mittens.
Mittens.
Okay, in the winter time. So holding the poll, pressing the button doesn't matter because I have this fabric on my hand. If we're talking like summer season or whatever, I'll use my elbow. Like, okay. I'll just dap something. Or if I have long sleeve, I pull my sleeve and that's how I'll hold the pole. There's no way I'm touching that. Because you know how many people on transit will touch that thing? It's probably dirtier than your phone.
So there you go. There's the answer. And the person who shook his hand and said, "I shouldn't be shaking your hand, it's sweaty and I'm sick."
He shouldn't even have been admitted. There has to be a thing where if you're sick, no refund, go home.
Everybody gets sick after Comic-Con.
That's terrible.
Con crud. It's gross. Yeah,
I believe it.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So, with that...
So, what did the Shane do? Did he like, wipe his hand on his shirt, like, ugh?
He told me to tell you the story.
It's disgusting. Do these artists should have, like, hand sanitizers at their tables.
I think they do.
Yeah.
I think they do.
Or they just shouldn't shake their hands. I'm sorry, this is my tool. Yeah. My hand is my tool. Let's leave it at that. You don't get to touch me. But I'll give you a picture.
So...
For a price.
So from all of this, the question coming your way is, would you rather shake the hands of everyone at Comic-Con or have someone sneeze on you?
What?
Good question.
That's a torturous question.
These are good questions.
Shake everyone's hand or sneeze? Okay, you know what? You want to want... Okay, from one story to another. I had a patient sneeze on me once.
And?
I practically bathed in the bathroom when that happened. Oh, shake my... You know what? One good sneeze. I'd rather take one good sneeze...
What if it's wet?
Then it's wet. But I'd rather take one good sneeze one time than a full day of this person wiped their ass, this person touched their nose, this person, you know, had touched their snotty kid's face and they had to pick up their barf. And see, I don't know who's doing what. No.
And whose hand they shook that did something.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's one a transferable bad situation altogether. At least with the sneeze, it's a one-time deal and I'll just go take care of it on the spot.
Fair enough. I like that. I agree.
I'm gagging.
Yeah. So, there's discussions about a podcast episode that is going to be about hidden movie gems again. And I want to get in on it with the Shane and the Martin.
Do it.
But I wasn't invited, officially. So I said, if I bring Daft J, can I come? And the condition is, will she shake our hand? I said she'll give a hug. Would you rather give a hug or would you rather shake a hand?
I'd rather give you a dap.
There you go. A dap. Right on.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I may not be invited.
Okay. I give a hug too.
I know you do.
I give hugs too.
I know you do.
You know what? In fact, people who have tried to give me their hand,
I've seen it.
You know,
I've
seen it. Like, you know what? I'm not going to do that. But, you know, we can embrace.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You're wearing fabric. I'm wearing fabric.
Okay.
Yeah, there's layers in between. It's fine. I don't mind a hug. As long as it's hearty. Don't give me a weak hug. None of that pat there business. Like, give me a hug. Like, let me feel it.
Solid.
Or don't bother.
Right on.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. If the whole world were listening to you right now, what would you say?
If the whole world was listening to me right now?
Yeah.
That's a... If the whole world? The whole world. When the king gives a speech?
Yeah.
Will the whole world take a knee? Like, what are we talking about here?
Whatever you want. If the whole world were listening right now, what would you say? No one said you're royalty. What would you say right now? The whole world's listening to the Cave of Solitude. What would you say?
Hello. Say. That's what I would do.
That's what you would say?
Yeah.
All right. That's funny.
That's a little anticlimactic.
You had your opportunity. Okay. Let me see.
No, I would tell the world to keep their kids at home on opening night of a blockbuster movie. Just can we please, you can go the day after. Can we just, adults only to start.
So
maybe that's what I would make a
disclaimer,
a public service announcement. Yeah,
keep your kids at home. I'm coming out. I'm going out. Keep your kids at home.
Yes, that's what I would do.
Put your bag on me on the train. You're getting kicked.
That's another good one. That's yeah. Good one. I'm coming out. Keep your hands to yourself.
Okay. What piece of tech do you hope is invented in your lifetime?
Who's coming up with these questions? They're so heavy.
This episode is sponsored by Martin Slam Duncan of the Fastball Special.
A piece of tech that I hope is in the future?
In your lifetime.
For example?
Whatever you would like. For example, flying cars. For example, self-lacing shoes. For example, self-driving car, which is coming out. Something that, puts kids to sleep in the theater when you just
snap your finger. Also known as a tranquilizer. I don't know. I'm going to go with something touchless. Yeah, anything touchless.
Would you like to have Netflix programmed in your mind?
Is that another question? Did we move on so quick?
Is that a tech that you would want? Like, you don't have to turn on your TV or charge your phone or make sure you have Wi-Fi. You just were like...
No.
Then you just close your eyes on the train and you're watching Netflix.
Maybe.
Yeah, see, you're a Netflix junkie. You're a Netflix junkie.
Also, too, if I look like my eyes are closed, people won't talk to me.
I knew it.
I think that's a good idea.
See? I knew it. Anything that would make you not have to deal with people.
People are going to think I hate people. I don't hate people.
Just don't want to be bothered.
I just don't like certain people.
Certain things people do.
Yes.
And children.
Yes, thank you. Are you answering these questions or am I?
I just know you well.
Oh, boy.
What besides money do you never have enough of?
Time with you.
Aw, that's nice.
It's true, and I think anyone can say that. If you really think about it, we always spend our time, most of our time with people outside of our home, right?
Yeah.
We're working, we're commuting, we're buying things and trying to do stuff. We're never with the people that we try to... really want to be with. So that's my answer.
More time.
Mm-hmm.
With me.
Yes.
That's special. I like that. I guess this isn't even rehearsed. Okay.
Are you smitten?
I feel so, yeah. It's like a This Is Us episode. What is the best purchase you've ever made?
Colby.
Nice answer.
Colby is the best thing I've ever gotten.
I like it. I wouldn't have been able to answer that as quick as you. That's good.
I mean, she's an actual heartbeat.
See, you're doing it again. You're gonna make me cry. We gotta move on.
Okay, I guess
we're moving on. This is what I was waiting for. What is your strategy? You want to talk a little more about Colby? I cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I don't know how many questions are lined up, but
there's a couple more. They're not too many. What is your strategy for surviving a zombie apocalypse?
Oh, that's easy. that's so easy. I came up with that plan in my sleep. That's all, yeah.
Oh, tell us, please.
I'm staying home. I'm just staying on boarding at my windows and I'm staying home. Let me tell you something.
Tell us.
Congestion on the 401 is my biggest fear. Like, I can't be heavy traffic. When things go wrong, that's all. Okay, let me tell you something. I went to the grocery store. Unbeknownst to me, on a long weekend. Do you know how many people had watermelons in their basket and cases of water? I thought something was happening. I thought the city was shutting down and there was bad news coming our way. And all it was a long weekend. People go into a panic when something like that happens. Why are you looking at me so hard? Are you, what is happening? Is there an apocalypse really happening? Do I need to know this?
There's a zombie.
So, to answer the question.
Yeah.
I'd stay home.
And what if you knew they were coming?
I'm not going to die tired. I refuse to die tired and exhausted trying to move from here, go there, run out of gas in the middle of the road, get stranded in a bush somewhere, get eaten alive from a coyote. No, I'm staying home. And if they happen to come in, as long as they take off their shoes, take me out, put me out of my misery. I don't want to be running and exhausting myself. I'm going to die happy in my house.
And yeah.
That's my plan. My plan is to do absolutely nothing but to be in my home.
I like it. I like it.
Are you sure? You don't know. You're stunned. You're just staring at me.
No, I love it. I love the fact that it's so specific that
I will take proper precautions. I'll board up my windows and I'll put the chain on my door. But really, what am I going to do? They're just going to leap into the sky and land on my face and bite my head off. If I run. Like, I become a target if I'm running. As opposed to if I stay still. Like, you know how the T-Rex can't see if you move? Yeah. That's my plan. I'm going to stay, put.
My favorite thing is, as long as they take off their shoes. I'm their dinner. It's all good.
It's fine.
Just have manners.
That's all.
If you could put your brain in a robot and live indefinitely, would you?
No.
Why?
Because I like to eat. I like to taste things, and I don't think a robot has those abilities to enjoy.
What if you could?
You can't. A robot is full of metal.
What if there was, like, something about the robot built into it that they could taste and life is simulated for them?
That wasn't in the question. It just said a robot. So I'm imagining this lifeless thing and the only thing that brings it to life is my thinking ability. And I like to feel things. I like to experience. And you learn stuff by feeling joy and pain. You can't do that in being a robot.
So it's a YOLO then. You only live once, you're going to do it right. And taste the food and enjoy the wine. No indefinite.
Yeah.
In a robot body. All right. I like it. I agree. What are you completely over and done with?
People.
Okay. I should have known that was coming. Okay. If you were an action figure, what accessories would be sold with you? I like that. Definitely a sidekick dog would be sold with you.
Yes. Also, I think hair products. Do you see what's happening right now? Yeah. If I had a doll, they would need to do something about this mane.
So you'd be the Hispanic Barbie. Comes complete with a dog and hair products. Rollers and a curler. That would be it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be a superhero? You wouldn't have like your people taser, your germ spray.
Your kid. That's what I have in real life. Okay, we're talking about being a doll. I was a doll.
Well, in real life, you got the dog sidekick and the hair products. I'm just saying, if you could turn yourself into an action figure, now you could really get creative with what accessories.
Why? So I can just karate chop in one direction.
You'd kick. Yours would be the buzz kick and the push. You move.
That would be the button. And pull my string. No, you move. That's funny.
You'd have also like the thing you pull the string. And, are you gonna talk through the whole movie? Okay.
That's funny.
So you're completely overdone with people, action figures. This is good. If you were forced to create a new dance move, what would it be? And what would you call it? What would be your dance move, Dap J?
The kangaroo. And you know what the kick is? It has nothing to do with kangaroos.
What would the kangaroo move
be? You know what the kangaroo move is. It's the one dance that I do. Not the one dance, but the dance that I do at every party that people always circle around and they're like, what is she doing with her legs? Right? This is the one where I'm like this. Right?
You know which one it is. You know that because you have a dance move now that you do called the kangaroo. Next time you see Martin, he's going to say, I need to see the kangaroo. I don't believe it. I like how fast you came up with the name for it. It's the kangaroo. Best part has nothing to do with the kangaroo. What's...
Well, you know what move I'm talking about, yeah, right? Does that have anything to do with the kangaroo? Does it resemble anything but a kangaroo?
None at all.
But?
I like the fact that you've named it so quickly. It's like you thought of this already. That's amazing. What's this something... This is so good. What's something that no one wants to hear, but everyone should?
That they have halitosis.
Yeah.
Like, bad halitosis.
So what level of halitosis, which is, for those who may, the uninitiated.
Any level. Yeah, any level. Everyone should know, but obviously will never want to hear that they have bad breath.
Yeah, it's the one thing, I think I'd rather have someone say your armpits stink.
And you'll be like, yeah, I worked out. Or like, you can play around with that. You can't deny that you have stank breath. Like, if your breath smells like hot garbage, you have a problem. And nobody wants to be called out on that.
Everybody has it from time to time.
From time to time. But, like, if it's something that you need to be told about, that's a little bit... That puts you in a hard... Like, that puts you between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
The only person that can ever tell you that you have a problem is if you're a dentist.
Or your spouse.
I'm saying outside the family.
Yeah, okay. Or, yeah. I would tell, like, a really good friend, like, bro, you need to go.
No, you wouldn't. You would not. No, you would not. You know what you would do? I'll tell you what you would do. You'd put a gum in your mouth and generously offer your friend a gum without having to tell them that there's a problem.
Yeah, but you know what? That's true. I would do that, but... I also do that just if I'm having a gum myself, I'll always offer someone else one. Do you know what I mean?
But that's why it's the thing that you would do, because it'd be so inconspicuous.
Yeah, but every time I'm offered a gum, I'm always like, I wonder why they're offering me a gum. Why do I need a mint? Why do they offer me a Tic Tac? That's always the thing you think of, so I always take it. Always take a gum. So everyone should... That's a good answer. It's fair. That's a real answer. Along with
all of my answers are real.
That and the kangaroo. Are the
real, and the zombie apocalypse. Like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay right here.
Okay, okay. What is Daph's dream job?
I want to wear a green coat. And for anyone who follows DSWT, they'll know what that means. Or is it DWST? See? Hold on. Hold on. Yep, I got it right. DSWT. So it's the elephant orphanage in Kenya, where they take these orphaned elephants, mm-hmm. and they basically care for them and then eventually integrate them back into the wild. But the keepers are the ones that wear the green coats. I call them heroes in green coats. And what they do is they even go as far as not just feeding them and being with them and taking them for walks and being with the herd, but they even sleep with them. They'll even sleep with them and put blankets on them. And not just elephants, there's rhinos there too. And there was a hippo once. Kiko the giraffe. That's what I would love to do. I would love to do anything with animals. 100%.
That's a true answer. I know that's your dream job for real.
Yeah.
You got a lot of heart in these questions.
Kobe, when it comes to animals, apparently. But when it comes to people, I don't know.
Okay. Almost done. Almost there. What is more likely going to be an Olympic event? Pole dancing or solo synchronized swimming?
Oh, synchronized swimming. Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Solo.
I'd watch that so hard.
I laughed so hard when that question came in.
Isn't that just swimming? What if you had a floaty device? Would that make it? That's funny.
Okay. So, Shay wants to know. Ask Daph why since she hates Princess Bride so much, what is her favorite romantic comedy?
Romantic comedy?
Mm-hmm.
Coming to America. And When Harry Met Sally.
Okay.
Yeah.
How would you make Princess Bride? What would you change Princess Bride to make it better? How would you change it? What can make that movie better since it's so bad?
Are we back to that again?
Yeah.
Is it taking place in France?
Florin.
What is that?
I think it's a made-up place.
But what's it supposed to be? It's English?
I think so.
I don't know. I changed the whole thing.
Unbelievable.
You know what? I got an answer for this.
Dig me. Tell me.
Do I have an answer for this? I would change... What's his name? Prince Humperdinck? Humperdinck?
Humperdinck.
Humperdinck?
Humperdinck.
What did I say?
You said Humperdinck.
Oh. I did.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. That's funny.
Humperdinck.
Well, now we know where they were going with that. I would change... Doesn't he have, like, this satin blue outfit?
Yeah.
That he's gonna marry her in?
Yeah.
I would change his outfit.
That would change everything?
No, but you asked me for one thing. The question was change one thing, right?
Yeah.
Fine, I'd change that.
It's true. I hate that stupid powder blue outfit. He does look like a Humperdinck.
Powder blue is not a good color.
When we were in high school, for some reason, it was a color for a while, like Carolina blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as an outfit, no. Like maybe an accent piece, but top a full bottom. Outfit and it's shiny? You look like...
A Humperdinck.
No, you look like a baby that should be called Prince George. So, you know what I mean? Like, you look like a... Anyway. That's what I would do.
So there's no saving that movie for you. Are you in denial? Just admit it. You love it.
I'm not in denial.
You love it. It's so good.
It's not so good.
It's so good. It's one of the best ever. That's a film. Talking about films.
That is not a film. That's a story.
That is film. That is movie. That is comedy. That is romance, drama, sports. It's everything you want in one. How could you not just admit it to the fans? It is great.
Okay. It's a good effort movie.
You just can't.
But it's not. I don't...
It's beautiful.
No, it's not, though.
Would you like another glass of wine to end the episode? Because we were at the end of our questions.
That's it?
That's it. Those are the end of the questions for today. We went pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was almost like rapid fire.
It was rapid
fire. They were all coming all at once, and then all of a sudden...
It slowed down?
They didn't, yeah.
Well, you answered them. You answered them quick. You answered them, you know, honestly. You had things, some of them already planned out.
I had what planned out?
You had the zombie apocalypse. That was in your head, planned out from time.
Even you knew that.
I did know that. That's why I enjoyed the question. Because I remember you saying to me, you know... I've decided that if they want to come get me, as long as they come and take off their shoes.
That's how you know I mean it.
That's why I know you're serious. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to share with the people?
Okay. Oh, yes. Now I have to find it. But anyway, I think... Okay. So I've been I've been feeling a little sensitive these past couple of days.
Okay.
Yes. Not that I didn't already know this, but global warming is why are you laughing? Global warming is a real thing, people, okay? It's a serious problem.
I did not expect it to get, yeah, go ahead.
Why are you
laughing? No, it's not funny.
No, it is not funny.
Straight face.
Global warming is a real thing, and we should all do our part to do something. To improve matters a little bit. Also, I got a disturbing email from the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust. Again, where they take care of the baby elephants in Kenya. Apparently, the U.S. has now lifted the ban on... So, they're basically allowing hunters to import big game trophies, which include elephant tusks, lion hides, and a lot of other animals that are endangered. Mm-hmm. And that really pisses me off. I was sent this email to notify me of this thing, and apparently if you are a U.S. citizen, you can sign a petition of this and that and the other, this, that, and the third. I'm not a U.S. citizen, but if we do have any U.S. citizens listening to our show, can you please try to do something? Because I can't do anything on this side of the border. I'm sure there's things that I can contribute to. But in this instance, what they're asking is for some type of acknowledgement or some kind of awareness to this matter. Because clearly... This is just pure evil, and that's why I've been a little bit down on the dumps, because sometimes, and that's why these comics and things is an escape, because there tends to be sometimes a solution to some of the fictitious problems or issues in these worlds. It's just unfortunate that those stuff can't come into fruition in real life, but I do think that there are good-willed people out there that do want to make a difference and can make a difference. And if you are in that position to do that, please do so.
PSA from Daft J.
That's all I wanted to say.
And if there are American listeners who have been listening to you after this whole episode, they are probably saying, as you wish. With that said, Daft J... This has been a pleasure, as always.
Was that depressing? I didn't mean to bring anyone down.
No, I
just
think,
wanted to say it.
I think you used the platform to do what you gotta do.
I think I was a little bit not so nice. Not my so charming self at the beginning of the episode. And I didn't want to make it seem like if there was any first-time listeners, and I didn't want anyone to be like, who's this chick? She's so bitter and she hates people.
I don't think that came off at all.
And this is why I hate people, because people do things like
you're
this.
You're ending it so sweet. You're ending it so sweet. And now you're back to hating people. No. We need to sign a petition for you.
I don't hate... Look, I don't hate people. Like my co-host said, it's people's... It's what people do and what people do for selfish reasons is what bothers me. The injustice. Not just to not just to animals, but even to other humans. Like, let's all love each other so that we don't hate each other. And... That's all. I just wanted to, if any listeners were out there kind of like, who's this chick who's just, you know, pissy? I'm not normally like this. Well, I kind of am. But it was because of this reason. I was educating myself. I was informing myself with real world things that I thought, okay, this is good to know so that maybe I can do my part to make a difference. But I also recognize that there are limitations that I have. But if we work in unison, I think there can be some improvement. And I do have hope in humanity to try to make a little bit of a change. So that's that.
One day I will take you to Kenya and you will wear a green coat.
I hope so.
Yes.
I'd love it.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to The Cave of Solitude. It's been a roller coaster ride of an episode.
Everyone's been emotional. P-Bag was emotional. I was emotional. Everyone.
Colby Goddard barks in. Thank you for listening. You can email us at caveofsolitude@outlook.com. And don't forget to check out the Fastball Special. And don't forget to check out Morris, comment from Shane Heron. And if you're in the area...
Because they're both hungry.
And if you are in the area next week, March 31st, or this Saturday coming up, go to Gotham Central.
Is the Ricky Lima going to be at the Gotham Central sketch duel?
He might be there, but he's not an artist. He's a writer. But he just might be there as...
But I'm asking, is he going to be there?
He might.
Somebody bring a bag of chips. I'm vouching for the Portuguese. How did he say it? Portuguese?
Portuguese.
Portuguese.
Portuguese. Portuguese prince.
I'm vouching for you. Everybody, they should bring him the Costco snack pack. That'll hold him over for the day.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Eric Anthony and Lady J. Signing out.